Books on Tape presents The Electric Universe by David Bodanis, read by Del Roy. Mysterious Affair, Electricity, Samuel Beckett, Theater 2. Introduction. When my father was a little boy in a village in Poland before the First World War, an electricity blackout wouldn't have been especially important. There were no cars, which meant there were no traffic lights to fail, and there were no refrigerators, just blocks of ice or cool rooms, so food wouldn't suddenly spoil either. A very few rich people would find their electric lights failing if the generator stopped working in their homes, and the single telegraph line that passed through the town might stop operating, but by and large daily life would continue as it had before. By the time my father's family had migrated to Canada and then to Chicago in the early 1920s, a big power outage would have been different. People would still have been able to buy things. There were no credit cards that depended on computer verification, but the streetcars that workers rode to the factories wouldn't run. The telephones that offices depended on wouldn't work either. And the skyscrapers that the city was so proud of would quickly have become inaccessible. Or at least their upper floors would have, as their elevators fail too. It still wouldn't have been a complete catastrophe. Farm crops could still be raised, there weren't many tractors, and coal-fired trains and steam-driven ships would have kept the city pretty well supplied. Today, though, I live in London now, where people can be pretty phlegmatic, but I still wouldn't want to be around for a complete blackout. Most radios and TVs plug in these days, so it would be difficult to find out whether your kid's school was...